It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. This morning, in Your Health, we begin with medical care in Britain. All legal residents are covered by that system. Long waits for health care have been dramatically reduced. There's no choice of doctors, but a change is in the works. And the government decides what treatments it'll pay for. You can appeal, and the government will listen. In all, the UK spends per person about half of what patients spend in the US. As part of our series on healthcare in Europe, NPR's Joanne Silberner compares two patients, one in Great Britain, one in America, both with serious chronic conditions.
In the storybook English village of Buckland, 55-year-old Linda Oatley spends her days renovating her new cottage. This morning, she's at a health center 10 minutes from her house, getting ready for something she considers torture. Physical therapy.
Would you mind, Karen? Thank you very much. Yes, put a mat down for me. I'll take my shoes off.
Oatley's got smart black glasses and blonde-streaked hair. She was a sales executive, but now she gets fatigued easily and can't work. Her therapy takes place in a mirror-lined room filled with cheerful blue workout mats, giant red and orange exercise balls, and stacks of weight racks. Lined up against the wall, wheelchairs and canes. Oatley was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1999. She has a pronounced limp. Exercises to regain and maintain control of her leg hurt.
Yeah, flatten your back, tighten your abdominals.
Okay. Oatley's lying on her back. She's got an exercise ball under her knees.
Oh, that's hard for me to do. I mean, that stretches me because this is where my problem is, in the hip.
Workouts usually last an hour. Outside, over a cup of tea, she tells us what happened nearly 10 years ago.
I felt this odd sensation in my both legs, actually. This is weird, but it felt warm on the inside. And when I would take a bath or the shower, the hot water felt cold and cold water felt hot.
She wasn't at all sure the National Health Service, the NHS, could help her. It's always gotten bad press in England. And earlier this month, a study by doctors and MS advocates found that about half of Brits with MS had to wait 4.5 months for an initial visit with a specialist. Well, they gave the NHS a try. She ended up seeing a specialist within weeks.
He recommended that very day an MRI scan, a pulmonary function test, an X-ray, and a blood test. And so all that was done that afternoon, and I went back the very next week for the results.
Accepting the diagnosis was hard.
For 6 months, I was beside myself. In fact, they'll tell you, when I first came here, I was like a little mouse. I couldn't talk to anybody. I saw all these very sick people. I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to be like that. I'm going to be in a chair. I'm not going to be able to walk or talk or swallow. What am I going to do? I'm going to die. And I didn't die, and the moment passed.
At the time, there were several new MS drugs thought to slow or stop the disease. In the U.S., they were already available. But they cost thousands of dollars per month. In the UK, the National Health Service wouldn't pay for them for Oatley's type of MS. There wasn't enough proof that they worked. Oatley paid out of pocket until the NHS was satisfied the drug might help people like her.
And then I started to get it free. They would deliver it every month. And they gave me my money back. So they reimbursed me the £5,000 I'd spent. How cool is that? I thought I'd died and gone to heaven.
Medically, she's happy with what she's getting now. She sees a neurologist twice a year, and when she has flare-ups, she can see that specialist without a wait. Oatley's one gripe is that she has to pay $30 a week out of pocket for her ongoing rehab sessions. But she's certain the physical therapy and friendships are helping her cope with her MS.
What I don't get on the NHS, of course, is the physiotherapy and the fun of coming here every week. It is fun.
I ask Oatley how she would have felt if she had had to pay cash for all her own medical care.
I wouldn't know where to start. I mean, I think it would be just so mentally debilitating. I think I'd have topped myself. That's a euphemism for killing yourself.
I tell her, sometimes people in the US have to pay their own way.
So what do they do? What do they do? You've asked them, what do they do?
Baby, you want to read a book with Daddy?
In Philadelphia, MS patient Jeffrey Rubin sits all day in a rented house. He can't work now, but he takes care of his 4-year-old daughter, Taryn.
What is this?
Sky.
Is it daylight or nighttime?
Nighttime.
He's a big bear of a guy. Taryn is tiny. She nestles in his arms.
What are all these?
The sun is going to come up soon.
Yeah, see, back there. Yeah, right. It's going to come up soon.
There are no trips to the park with Taryn, even with a cane. Reuben can walk only about half a block. His disease is more aggressive than Oatley's. Ugh. Reuben shows me his medications. It's an effort for him. They're on a high shelf in the kitchen, out of reach of his four kids. There's a twice-a-day pill for his back, $200-some-odd a month, an antidepressant, a drug that prevents muscle spasms, several painkillers, a drug to stay awake during the day.
This one is 200 milligrams three times a day. This was over $1,000 for this thing.
When he was in his late 30s, Reuben had a comfortable life. He supervised quality control at a medical packaging company. He had health insurance. His wife was a homemaker. They'd bought a house a few blocks from where he went to high school.
Memorial Day weekend of 2006, I was working midnight shift, and all of a sudden, without warning, without anything, I saw basically a black circle right in the middle of my eyes. I went numb the entire left side of my body. Then I had excruciating pain shoot right up, like more towards the right side of my back.
He was taken to the hospital. He had multiple sclerosis. He eventually lost his job, and he couldn't pay for his health insurance on his own.
I don't have the money. I mean, I'm already paying, of course, my mortgage and everything else, all the utilities. What am I going to do? I don't know what to do now. I mean, everything just came closing down.
He begged money from his parents, borrowed from friends. Strangers dropped off food. He got drug samples from his doctors, but not enough.
If I don't take all my medications, you know, who knows what's going to happen? Or I'm spreading out the medications as much as I can. Instead of taking one pill a day, I'm cutting it in half and taking half a pill a day.
Reuben got state medical assistance, Medicaid. When he went to fill his prescriptions, the pharmacy said he wasn't covered. None of his doctors belonged to the program. To pay his medical bills, he stopped paying his mortgage.
They took the house, so that was the end of that. The house was nice. I liked my house.
Then he declared bankruptcy. Finally, Reuben qualified for government disability payments.
And then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have health insurance now. No. Now we come to the two-year waiting period because you get Medicare, but you have to wait 2 years for Medicare. So since I got it in December of 06, I have to wait till December of 08 in order to qualify for health insurance through Medicare.
Reuben is one of more than 250,000 disabled people with no insurance at all who are stuck waiting to qualify for Medicare, according to the Commonwealth Fund. Recently, his wife got a job at his kid's charter school. Now they have health insurance, but with some big co-payments for Jeff's care. So the scorecard comes to this. For Linda Oatley in England, who started out thinking the NHS wouldn't do much for her, a bit of a delay in getting coverage for a drug, a small fee for physical therapy.
And in the end, if you do the right things, ask the right questions, go to the right places, or, you know, get help and advice, you can get the care that you need from the get-go.
And the scorecard for Jeff Reuben? A year and a half of cutting his medications, a repossessed house, and bankruptcy. A few years ago, he would not have supported a government-run system.
I may have had a different opinion, because, you know what, because then you're talking about taking away your freedom of choice, I guess. Why should I have someone tell me to do this and tell me to do that? Unless you fall into this type of situation, I guess you just don't understand it.
Reuben's two-year waiting period is up in December, and he'll get on Medicare then. If his condition doesn't get any worse, he hopes to start doing some motivational speaking. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Massachusetts is the only state in the U.S. trying to guarantee all of its citizens health coverage. You can see how that's working in an NPR video report. Go to npr.org.